Tom Kelly said freestyle competition finally got underway last weekend with some good results for the U.S.
First of all, Saturday over in Ruka, Finland, high above the Arctic Circle, it was Hannah Carney coming from behind in the first run of finals to take the victory and open up the season with a win. And then on Sunday over in Bida Lake in China, it was Ashley Caldwell coming back after 2 years away because of injuries suffered in training and competitions here actually at the Utah Olympic Park, but coming back with a second-place finish. And again, she needed to come from behind to get that and also break up the dominance of the Chinese, who took all of the top five places on the women's side except that number two spot. Qualifying criteria for aerials is you need two top three finishes to get on the Olympic team, so she is halfway there.
On the alpine side, there was some interesting bad news about Ted Ligety because he did not finish a giant slalom.
And the only reason I even bring it up is it's so rare. He hasn't DNF'd in a GS since 2009. 34 straight GS finishes, 10 straight podiums. Hats off to Ted Ligety for that. Sorry you didn't finish the first run this weekend, nor did Bodie Miller. But what an amazing string to see that he's 34 straight finishes. That's pretty ridiculously high, actually. He went out early in the run. Actually, a 17 first-run DNF, so it was a challenging course. But he's going to move on. He'll be in Alta Badia this coming Sunday, which is a course that has been very good to him. He won by something like 2.5 seconds on that course last year. So I'm sure you'll see him back with a vengeance, and it won't thwart his effort to win a fifth Audi FIS World Cup giant slalom title or carry him through to Sochi.
Lindsey Vonn is getting set, but Kelly said she will likely just be competing in the downhill at Val d'Isère, France.
She'll probably compete in just the downhill. I'd be surprised to see her in the GS, but she is winging her way back to Val d'Isère today, I believe, and she'll be in the starting lineup there. She's won that downhill three times. She's also won a Super Combined and a Super G there. So she has five victories in Val d'Isère. Good, comfortable place for her. After last week in Lake Louise, she knows she can ski to win, so she's going to be really selective in where she goes. And I wouldn't be surprised if you only see her in three or four races, maybe before the Olympics. She's ready to rock, and she's just trying to keep herself healthy as much as possible.
Can we say the results in Nordic were pretty decent for the U.S.?
First of all, on the Nordic combined front, it's been a tough few weeks there, but the guys came back with a great showing in Ramsau. Third place finish for Todd Lodwick and Brian Fletcher in the team sprint event. And that's actually the best we've ever done in a team sprint, which is a two-man competition. Really, really exciting race to watch. The U.S. was actually up in the number two position for a while, but ultimately dropped back behind Norway. And then on the individual side, both Brian Fletcher and Billy DeMong, top 10 in Sunday's individual race, seventh for Brian and ninth for Billy.
Billy DeMond will be competing for a couple of days this week at the Utah Olympic Park.
It's just a Continental Cup, but one of the most important reasons we're bringing Billy back for this is that we need another quota spot on the World Cup. If Billy can go into these three events the next 3 days and get into the top three on average in points, we will then earn a fifth quota spot on the World Cup, which is really vital for us in our January preparation for Sochi. So he's the one that's taken the hit for the team and skipping a weekend in the World Cup and coming home. Folks, if you want to watch that, 10:30 each day out at the Utah Olympic Park for the jump and 2 o'clock for the 10K out at Soldier Hollow.
Finally, cross-country contender Keegan Randall scored a second in last week's competition in Davos, Switzerland.
A tough one, actually, for Keegan. She was in the lead and just totally dominating the sprint, the first skate sprint of the year in Davos, Switzerland, a place that she has won before. And just at the finish line, Merit Bjørgen of Norway just got a toe ahead, maybe an inch or 2 inches at most. Definitely a victory for the Norwegian, second for Keegan, not a bad day. And actually, overall, about a half dozen Americans making it through to the finals and a pretty productive top 10 finish for Ida Sargent, I believe, her best World Cup, and pretty good weekend overall for the cross-country team.
USSA spokesman Tom Kelly. For KBCW News, I'm Rick Bruff.